Julio.
Maria.
Feliz Navidad, Julio.
Oh, wow. You just wished me a happy Christmas in Spanish. That was very nice.
That's cute. Happy Christmas. It's true.
I know. Or Merry Christmas, as they say.
Because you actually, like, you're celebrating.
I am. I'm a Roman Catholic boy. I still practice the Catholicism faith.
In that case.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Jesus Christ. Birthday. Because that's what just happened.
Okay, sure.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ was a really great dude, by the way. But anyway, as you know, I actually don't. I celebrate being with my family. I was raised Catholic. But you know, I think everybody, what we appreciate is just stop breathing
I'm
so
sorry,
heavily.
Oh, my God. It was pretty funny.
Dear
anyway,
listener, you
I'm
know
sorry.
That what we appreciate is having you as part of our family. You know, when we created In the Thick, it was like a dream. It's that magic that is created when you feel committed to the work that you do and, frankly, committed to our democracy and committed to the First Amendment and journalism. And so each one of you who listens, actually, it's like a gift to us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're not ABC News or CNN or any of those. We're just Futuro Media. And yet across the country, from Omaha to Miami to Anchorage to...
We get so much love.
You know, we get so much
and
love.
And it means a lot, especially during the holiday season when you sit back and reflect on the work and why you come into the immigrant studio and why we look at the news and why we like text each other and why we work so hard with our producers to craft the shows. I'm telling you, what drives us, what fuels me, and I'm so thankful, is listeners like you guys who send us that tweet, who tell their friends, who say, like, wow, like, I learned something. This is why this show matters. I get very reflective around this time because, you know, I'm a dad. I still have teenagers. We still, you know, I now have little nieces and nephews. So, like, that part of the holiday season's kind of coming back where you're, like, giving gifts. So I'm very, I get very, like, emotional.
First year where we're not doing any gifts at all. Like, seriously not. Because it's like,
you're just going to hang out in the Dominican Republic. Like, that's what you're doing.
I'll be working on my book. And do you celebrate Noche Buena or do you celebrate?
I celebrate Noche everything.
Okay.
Noche Buena,
okay.
Noche Vieja, like in a week
Latin
from
America,
now.
Right, so yeah. In Latin America, people Christmas just Eve. Should know, everybody really celebrates Christmas Eve, and you end up in many households opening your presents just after midnight. That's the way we used to do it in Mexico, right? Right after midnight, you would start opening the presents because it's the 25th.
And I play Hector Lavoe, I play Willy Colón, I play... We have fish from my mom's Bronx Italian side. We have homemade ravioli. There's so many things.
Yeah, I'm making a turkey, yo, because you know I love turkeys.
Are you microwaving it?
Oh, hell
yeah.
No.
Just asking. Wait, did you get offended by that?
I really, yes.
But it's the holiday season. You're supposed to be like, Julio,
but you're
peace
taking
and
down
love,
a Latina and questioning my skills in the kitchen, yo. You know,
I've tasted
Thank
some
you.
Of your food, and it's
I
amazing.
I ought to practice one of my, you know, uppercuts on you. So listen, I also am, I'm thankful for all the journalists out there in the world who are doing their work. Mm. I know that we have a lot of people who are frontline providers of help, you know, lawyers who are doing work in the courts. I'm thankful to all of them. But I do just want to give a particular thank you to journalists, all of us. And then, yes, a particular thank you to journalists of color and particularly women journalists of color. Because, as I have said previously on the show, we have a historical role and duty in this country because of who we are, because of the communities that we come from. Because we maintain these roots, we are seeing what many of these policies that are based on, sadly, on hate, on hating the other.
Especially during the holiday season. It's like when you hear the messages that come out of any faith, right, of love and understanding tolerance.
Right,
and that's a universal. I struggle with that when I see it.
So I'm just saying to all of you journalists, thank you so much to all the young journalists who get inspired. Come on now.
And all the journalists that say yes to In the Thick.
Hell
and
yes.
They're busy, they're like, and I'm very thankful for this, Mario. When we call up some journalists and be like, hey, you want to be on In the Thick? They go, I'm so happy you finally asked.
Like April Ryan saying, I'm so honored. I was like, what? Lourdes Garcia Navarro, who was like, I've been waiting, you know, from NPR. So we are just going to, you know, go do our thing. Julio's going to go be with his family, and I'm going to go make a turkey.
I'm sure it's going to be a great turkey.
And continue to write and be blessed to be able to be in the Dominican Republic. Thank you, honey, for marrying me. And
that would be Herman, not me.
Herman Perez, my daughter, Maria Jurema Guadalupe de los Indios Perez Hinojosa, my son, Raul Ariel Jesus de Todos los Santos Perez Hinojosa, who just graduated from college. Hell yes. Thank you, Mom, too. Thank you.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everybody.
Uno, dos, tres.
Felices fiestas.
Felices fiestas. And celebrating whatever you're celebrating, we know you've got love. And we love you right back. Thank you. Ciao.
Nos vemos.